Welcome back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, the Hall of Famer. Talk a little Eagles offense. You like when I say that, don't you?
Feels good.
You are. You're a Hall of Famer. He's going in on Monday. We can't wait to see it. And I know you can't wait to – are you getting jitters at all?
A little bit. A little bit. It's one of those things. You don't get nervous to play, but the Hall of Fame is one of those things you get a little bit nervous about. And so I am nervous.
Yeah. Well, listen, Brian, in this offense, can you imagine the damage you would have done here with the way the Eagles operated on Sunday? Sam Bradford, a big day, 32 of 45. Two red zone interceptions need to be cleaned up. But getting the football down the field, getting it out of his hands quickly, showing some mobility. Your thoughts on number seven?
Well, I appreciate the fact that he started very slow, and after the first four games, he wasn't doing great. But you add that to the two interceptions that he threw in the end zone yesterday, that was terrible. But the way that he bounced back, the way that he went 13 to 15 in the second half, he led this team on the drive. He had a meeting with the guys before the game started. These guys are starting to believe in Sam Bradford, and you can appreciate that about our quarterback.
Are you seeing his skills now? Are you seeing what the Eagles saw in him to make the trade?
Yeah, we're seeing quick decisions. We're seeing accuracy. We're seeing a guy that can lead this football team. And now we're seeing, with the help of the run game, some play action. We're seeing him being able to get on the edge and throw the ball down the field. That's what they wanted in the quarterback. They now have that in Sam Bradford.
And let's talk about the run games. DeMarco Murray, 83 yards. Ryan Matthews, 73 yards. Good distribution from those two, each a touchdown on the ground. And the offensive line really coming to life on Sunday against New Orleans, opening holes, and the back showing some elusiveness, some power, downhill runs, kept the chains going. And, Brian, I mean, now you see a balanced offense and a lot of different weapons, nine players catching passes from Bradford. Really loved the mix yesterday.
Well, Chip said at the beginning of the season, if this offense wants to be successful, they have to get the running game going. And with yesterday's plays, they were able to get all three running backs going just a bit. You love the way that they're able to run 79 plays. If you're able to run that many plays, then you can get DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, and Darren Sproles involved in the run game. With the offensive line, the guys in the trenches did all the work. The running backs kind of reap the reward.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. The offensive line is what makes everything go. What makes it? Is the offensive line what makes a running back? Is the running back what makes the offensive line? It's probably more of the running back getting help from the offensive line. Without any lanes to run through, you don't have much to do. So Jason Peters dominating, Lane Johnson dominating, Jason Kelce a really strong game, and the guards also playing outstanding power football. We saw some power football on Sunday.
Yeah. I think when you look at the offensive line, it's about continuity. It's about guys playing together. And I think yesterday might have been one of the first games that we saw all five guys play an entire game, not missing any plays. And those guys look very good. And so now we're talking about getting the ball rolling. Now this offensive line has confidence in one another. The guy next to him, the running backs have confidence in the offensive line. And most importantly, Chip has confidence in calling the run plays.
Does 1 week kind of bleed into the next week? Can it start a little
bit of
momentum?
That's what it's all about. It's about getting that consistency and allowing that momentum to flow. And you want to take this game and help move into the next week. That's what you have to count on.
Well, in a bit, we're going to talk about some of the breakout players who contributed to the big win over New Orleans. But when we return to Eagles 360, we're talking about the defense. Fletcher Cox came up huge, four takeaways. Eagles doing a very nice job against Drew Brees. All that and a whole lot more when we return to Eagles 360.